It's 8:24 with Bridge and Spider, the Goldies 92.5 Triple M. Biggest issue we have been speaking about this morning. Of course, the borders are still closed and a lot of people have had enough. They want it open.
Well, I've had enough.
I've had enough. And as we keep on saying, it is just, is there something that I am not understanding? Is it plain English? We have the head chief medical officer saying, I don't know why Queensland won't open their borders. We've got Gladys Berejiklian, who is the New South Wales Premier, saying, what's going on? I do not get why they're not opening
even
their borders.
Even the New Zealand Prime Minister is shaking her head.
Well, you can go in
there. I don't understand
and you
either.
Can't get in.
We haven't got the respect of the Kiwis.
We have a lot of friends and family that live on the coast, and a lot of them are struggling because of this border closure. And look, I'm an incensed redhead, but if you think I'm an incensed redhead.
No. Two would be amazing.
I've got that for you now.
No way.
Oh, I certainly do. She actually called through, which is just brilliant. Pauline Hanson, you are as mad as I am about these borders.
Good morning, Bridge. Good morning, Spider. Yes, I'm quite angry about it. I've had enough as well. So open up the borders. Let people come up from down south. We need the tourism. We need to bring the dollars here to Queensland. We need to save businesses going under. So that's been my argument. So anyway, I've put out a call for plaintiffs. I've had over 100 come forward. We've actually sent a letter to Anastasia Palaszczuk, the Attorney General, plus also the Health Minister. The Health Minister, plus also the Health Medical Officer, Jeanette Young.
Yes. Yeah, Pauline, you're always normally about closing borders. You're about opening this one, which is fantastic. But how long will it take to get to the High Court? How long can we actually make her accountable?
Right. If we don't get an answer by tomorrow afternoon in response to opening up the borders, then we will look at the High Court challenge. We will submit it either late tomorrow afternoon or by Friday. They're hoping, because of the importance of the matter, if we can get it up within the next week or two.
Pauline, as you understand too, around the Bow Desert area, and I visit that area often, they have just survived from September. They've had drought all last year.
Yes.
They have survived the fires. We've helped them out as much as we can. And now you've got border closures. You've got people cancelling left, right and centre. It's tourism. It's hospitality. Everyone is struggling. Why do you think they're so stubborn?
Sitting on their hands.
Yeah.
I think she's using this for political reasons. We've got the election in October. She thinks, I'm saving you, Queenslanders. We won't have this virus. There's been a lot of scaremongering. Now, the chief medical officer in Queensland, she admitted that they didn't need to close down the schools.
Wow.
They said they used it as a scare factor to people to take coronavirus seriously. Now they've closed the borders. And she's actually come out and said, if the tourist industry wants a realistic scenario, then they should plan for September. That's her attitude. So it's a scaremongering again. Anastasia Palaszczuk, these people have never run businesses or employed staff as I have, so they have no understanding of it.
Yeah.
Once you're on your knees and you shut your doors, you think twice about whether you will ever start up a business again. So at the end of the day, you won't have businesses there for people to go back to get jobs. So when the JobKeeper and the JobSeeker program finish in September, you don't have businesses there opening, so it's a huge drain on the federal government. I think they're playing politics here as well. Because she wants to see the federal government go under with the amount of money that we've actually have to borrow to pay for this.
Of course, it's an election coming up, Pauline, exactly. And you know what, as I was saying before to Dave Crisafulli, the member for Broadwater, you know, here she is pointing to everyone, well, have you got family? Do you care if they get COVID? It's like, I care about family and friends that have restaurants and have cafes, that have businesses, that have tourism operations, that are literally on their hands and knees, that are struggling, that aren't getting any...
The aqueduct.
But they're not getting any payouts from the government.
Mm.
They are
correct.
Struggling.
I will tell people this, right? COVID-19 does not mean a death sentence. We had more people die of flu and influenza last year, over 900. We've had 100 deaths in Australia, nationwide. People recover from this. People may carry the virus, but they don't. We are not going to get a vaccine for a year or two. Mm. So you actually learn to live with it. And I'll tell those people, if you're in a certain age bracket, if you have underlying health problems, issues, then you lock yourself away. Don't lock up the country. Because I tell you what, we'll end up like a third world without the services to provide to the people and a decent standard of living and a way of life in our country. You cannot expect those few handful of taxpayers there to carry the country indefinitely. So it's all right for Anastasia Palaszczuk. It's okay for me. I'm still getting my wage. But the fact is that a lot of people can't. They're struggling to keep it together. We've got family breakdown, we've got family violence, we've got suicides, we've got depression, we've got people who are actually destitute at this stage. So I'm telling her, and I'm serious about this, if we don't get a response by tomorrow afternoon, then it will be filed in the High Court and I will go through with this.
Well,
the thing is that, you know, the cost involved, and this is why I've had to set up a GoFundMe page, which is a High Court challenge. We're in this together, Queenslanders, and I want you to back me. You know, originally I had a pro bono lawyer, but because of the expedience that we need to do with this, because we've had to bring more people on, and if we have to bring in expert witnesses, this all comes at a cost. It's not about One Nation. It's not about Pauline Hanson. This is about fighting for the rights of Queenslanders against the dictator.
Yeah, well, Pauline Hanson will put that up on our Facebook page, definitely the GoFundMe page, but you've heard it here first. Two redheads. Absolutely fired up. Don't get him started on ScoMo not taking a pay cut either.
Don't get me
anyway,
started.
That's another
Thank
time.
You.
All right, Pauline. Thank you very much for calling through.